accent, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News Brief. New comment from President Trump on the prospects for a Gaza deal.
I think we're close to getting some kind of a deal done. Yeah, we want to get the hostages back. I have to get the hostages back.
And with Turkey's president sitting right next to him, Trump said he'd remove sanctions on the country's defense sector if he took steps.
I'd like to have him stop buying any oil from Russia while Russia continues his rampage against Ukraine.
Amazon has reached a $2.5 billion settlement with the Federal Trade Commission, which accused it of tricking people into signing up for Prime memberships and making it hard to cancel. CBS's Kelly O'Grady says the government says economic growth in the second quarter of the year was stronger than first thought.
The reason behind it is consumer spending was revised up. And so that is good news for the economy.
Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 80 points. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 540 WAUK.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Big changes could be coming to Milwaukee Public Schools. Superintendent Brenda Casilia says the district will likely close more than five schools over the next few years as enrollment keeps shrinking. She spoke yesterday at a newsmaker luncheon hosted by WISP Politics State Affairs and the Milwaukee Press Club. Casilia said the district has just 65,000 students today compared to 120,000 at its peak. Planned Parenthood is pausing abortions in Wisconsin because of changes from the federal budget law. Savannah Tomley Olson has more.
The new law blocks facilities that provide abortions from receiving payments from Medicaid for 1 year. Stephanie Miller, a spokesperson for Planned Parenthood, says they serve about 50,000 people per year, providing all kinds of health care, and three out of every five are covered by Medicaid. At first, a judge said the law could not go into effect, but as the case has moved through the court system, a federal appeals judge is allowing it to move forward. The change goes into effect next Wednesday, October 1st, and that's when Planned Parenthood will pause abortions. Miller says from there, they hope to resume services soon once they figure out what to do under this new law. Plus, she says they're working to see as many patients as possible over the next few days. The last time Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin paused abortion services was when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June 2022, making Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban the law of the land. They resumed abortion services a little over a year later when a Dane County judge ruled that the old law does not apply to consensual abortion. There are only two other clinics that provide the service in the state. They're both in Milwaukee. Data from the Society of Family Planning shows there are about 500 to 600 abortions in Wisconsin every month. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's the Packers and the Cowboys. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers play the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love says they learned some tough lessons in Cleveland during their loss to the Browns.
Every week is opportunity to learn and grow and experience things as a team. And obviously, I think defense did a great job last week. Offensively, special teams, we didn't do enough.
Baseball, the Brewers have tonight off after beating the Padres 3-1 in San Diego. Aaron Ashby awarded the win. Abner Uribe got the save. Pat Murphy.
Jansen gave us, nobody's mentioned Jansen yet. You guys paying attention to the game? He caught the whole game. He caught six different pitchers. A walk, a hit, and a homer. I thought he was great.
Yeah, catcher Danny Jansen out of West High School in Appleton, Wisconsin, on coming back to Milwaukee against the Reds with the magic number down to one.
Yeah, it feels great. Good momentum going home for the final three games. In front of our home crowd, it's going to be amazing.
That's the Brewers' Danny Jansen with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The WAUK Text to Win contest, sponsored by Horizons Law Group, where they educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best. HorizonsLaw.com.
Tons of sunshine on tap, not only for today, tomorrow, for the entire weekend, but also into next week. And unseasonably warm. Highs today reach 70, tomorrow, the mid-70s, and for the weekend, flirting with 80. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Maggie Dawn.
Broadcasting live from the Reisinger family Hilltop Farm. We talk to the Reisingers about their family farming tradition, the Farmer Angel Network about the mental health crisis impacting agricultural communities, and last, the Wisconsin Farmers Union.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome to the second hour of our program. We're having temporary, I think momentary, hopefully, technical problems trying to get Phil Itner on the line with us. So while we're waiting for Nate to connect with Phil, and just yell at me when you've got him. Billions of taxpayer dollars have become virtually untraceable. The News of the U.S. Is reporting this. Lisa Murkowski, actually, was the senator who flagged this, the Republican senator from Alaska. It was mid-September, they write. This is Anna Kramer writing for Notice. It was mid-September when Senator Lisa Murkowski discovered that the Trump administration had pulled education funding for institutions serving. Now, here's where the kicker comes. The Trump administration has pulled funding for schools that serve people who are not white. It's just that's the bottom line. Alaskan and Hawaiian natives. It was close to $350 million, quote, that we just found out about, she told Notice last week. Department of Education announced the change on September 10th. Across federal agencies, the Trump administration has been aggressively slashing and burning programs that serve people of color or anybody else who's not, you know, straight and white. And the outcome, billions in taxpayer dollars have become virtually untraceable. It's a lack of opaqueness in government funds that's raising questions around the legality of the administration's actions. You know, they write over on Notice. Some of these taxpayer funds expire on September 30. If they're not, you know, what, next week, if they're not spent by then, next Tuesday, actually, if they're not spent by then, all funds appropriated by Congress disappear. So there you go. This is something to keep an eye on. We have Phil? Okay, cool. The great Phil Itner is with us, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, host of the On the Edge podcast, Itner Philip over on Blue Sky. Phil, my apologies for the glitches. But it's great to have you with us. Yeah, I'm wondering, you know, Trump theoretically did this turnaround. He met with Zelensky at the UN when he was there, and you know, was it yesterday or the day before? And right after his meeting, he said, "Well, yeah, you know, Zelensky can take back all that territory, and we should help out, and they should be shooting drones out of the sky." So, he always says whenever the last person he talked to. You know, because this morning in the White House, he's talking to Erdogan, and he says Erdogan wants to remain neutral on Ukraine, and I think I do too. So what the hell's going on here, Phil? Do you have any idea?
Well, this is the problem with him, is that he blows whichever way the wind takes him on these very important things, which, you know, he starts out the whatever, Truth Social. And he says, now that I understand Russia and Ukraine better. Well, okay, so you didn't understand before. What's to stop you from now, you know, 5 weeks from now, saying, oh, now I really understand the situation. And this is the problem. And this is why Ukrainians have responded to this kind of 180 turn with a lot of skepticism. They want to see, you know, actions, not words. And also, in addition to that, as you mentioned with Erdogan, this kind of like, I want to stay out of it sort of mentality. Well, you know, also in this statement on True Social, he indicates that, like, let the Europeans pay for this. If the Europeans want to buy weapons from us, then they're happy to do it. But he sends this kind of attitude of we're backing away. Yeah. You know, if the Europeans want to buy weapons to fight this war, it's a European war. We don't want to have anything to do with it, but we're happy to make a profit off of it.
Yeah.
Which is equally kind of something that people who are skeptical of his intentions and his relationship with Vladimir Putin are kind of saying, well, so then... This then means that the Europeans are going to have to foot the bill,
right.
and they, you know, that America is going to withdraw from active support for Ukraine and instead make the Europeans pay for it all. And the Europeans have, you know, fiscal budgets and the way their economies are structured, you know, they're going to have to dig deep into their social society and the kind of the support network they have, whether it's, you know, medicine or all the other various things, right, that Europeans have spent their money on. Yeah, which has been a criticism which Europeans themselves are starting to recognize. And so will they pony up the money to get more, say, Patriot missile systems into Ukraine? They might very well. But written beneath the language of what Trump has said in his Truth Social and subsequent statements is this, you know, we don't want to have anything to do with this anymore. This is too difficult. And so we're going to walk away, not recognizing that how this war is resolved and whatever happens on the European continent will affect America. We are not so protected by our oceans anymore. And so many Europeans are saying, you know, that this is another example of the White House turning away from the transatlantic alliance and how dangerous that might be.
Right. The last I heard, and this was last week, I believe it was last Friday after you and I talked, was that Trump had told, back in July, Trump told Mark Rudd, the head of NATO, that he wouldn't sell Patriot, anti-missile defense systems directly to Ukraine, apparently because of his promises to Putin, but he would sell them to Europe, and Europe could give theirs to Ukraine and then replenish their stocks. But then last week, we learned that he's refusing to sell them to Europe. And Europe has already apparently depleted many of their stocks, giving them to Ukraine, which is also burning through them like there's no tomorrow, or whatever they may have, which seems to me like that's all leaving Europe naked just at the time that Putin is testing, you know, Romania and Estonia and Polish air defenses and NATO air defenses. It seems to me like this is preparation for a Russian invasion of Europe. And I'm wondering if that might have something to do with the reason why Pete Hegseth has called every general and admiral in the world to Washington, D.C., to the Pentagon, or I guess maybe to Quantico, you know, for this big meeting. What are your thoughts on all this? And do I have any of these details wrong?
No, not to my knowledge. I think you got it about right there. It is a problem that exists within the Trump administration, whether or not it is Pete Hegseth or J.D. Vance there, or for that matter, look at the head of the DNI. Terrible.
Tulsi Gabbard,
her name. There we go. Tulsi, who are famously regurgitating Moscow's talking points and are very isolationist and very anti-Ukraine. So there's a lot of skepticism about, you know, what America's new place on the global stage is. And many Europeans are looking at America as, you know, abandoning these long-standing relationships and alliances, not least of which NATO. And the general consensus on this side of the Atlantic is that America is withdrawing and abandoning Europe and no longer sees the benefit of having partnerships and alliances, as I say. And of course, that's what the Russians want. So, you know, will, you know, the Patriot missile system is a big issue. I don't know if the final decision has been made on that. I wouldn't be terribly surprised if the Europeans push very hard for Patriots that they can then subsequently send to Ukraine. But there are other military assets that could be bought and sent to Europe and then transferred to Ukraine, not least of which Bradley fighting vehicles or a 155 millimeter artillery shells. There's lots of things that can be done to support Ukraine. And we also have to keep in mind that increasingly Ukraine is able to actually provide its own weaponry, that its military industrial complex is growing. And but all of this, the problem, Tom, is that all of this is built on such unstable ground because nobody trusts Donald Trump or the Trump administration, and they don't know if they're going to change their mind in a week or two. And, you know, we do go soon into the winter period, fall and winter, when things slow down militarily. But this fight is not stopping.
Yeah, you know, Phil, we saw this movie before. I mean, when we had Charles Lindbergh out there in the 1940s saying that we should not, you know, the America First movement, saying literally the essence of the America First movement was do not involve yourself in World War II. And and so, you know, Poland, I mean, Germany invaded Poland in as I recall, October of 39, wasn't it? Or the fall of 39?
And that's about right,
And we didn't get into the war until, was it December of 41? So for 2 years, we just sat here, you know, and, you know, protected by the oceans and watched Europe fall to the Nazis. Are we going to watch Europe fall to the Russians?
I don't think so, frankly. I think the Europeans will defend themselves. And look, if the Ukrainians are properly armed to defend themselves, they will do the fighting. But you're right to point out that Russia seems to be prodding NATO and other Western European alliance members and to see what their reaction will be. You know, it's a very dangerous game that's being played out in that aspect. Yeah. So, you know, it is a very, very dangerous time. And the one other point I'd like to make about that is that we are in the 21st century. If we think that the oceans can protect us from Russia's, you know, malign intent, there is information warfare, there is cyber warfare, there's disinformation, there's all sorts of ways that the Russians can attack.
Well, we've been under attack in those ways
for a very long time.
Ever since 2016. I mean, they helped put Trump into office. Phil
That's
Littner, the great Phil Littner. Check out his podcast, On the Edge. Thanks, Phil.
This is Tom Hartman Program.
So it looks like American economics are looking more like one of Donald Trump's businesses. Billions have gone missing. Nobody knows where they are. I'll tell you about that right after the break. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 540 WAUK. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota. Download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. Complete rules at civicmedia.us. Sponsored in part by attorney Michelle Fitzgerald at Horizons Law Group. Getting divorced or need divorce coaching? See horizonslaw.com.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Does this rash look concerning? It's good to be married to a doctor who said, "What's that thing? Let's go see a doctor now."
Look, I know that Pat married for love, but it's like my grandpa used to tell me, marry him for the money because you can fall in love with him later. I don't care so much about the money. How cool would it be to have my own doctor in bed with me every day to do self-examination? See, that's all I'm looking for.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
The borders are. Tom Homan was investigated for accepting $50,000 from undercover FBI agents.
50 grand in a fast food bag as a payoff. If Kamala Harris would have accepted a fast food bag full of fast food, it would have been congressional hearings, 24 hours on every network that hated them.
It's corruption palooza, man. Yeah.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Health officials say close to 1,000 people in Wisconsin die by suicide every year. It's Suicide Prevention Month, and if you are struggling, call 988 anytime for support. A message from the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. You may know frontotemporal degeneration, or FTD, as the disease that forced Bruce Willis to retire from acting. Remember when that happened? Well, it's the most common form of dementia for adults under the age of 60. Many people, even doctors, aren't familiar with it. Uncharacteristic personality changes, apathy, and unexplained struggles with decision-making, movement, speaking, or language comprehension are its most common symptoms. It's often misdiagnosed as bipolar disorder or depression, or sometimes just brushed off as a midlife crisis. It's World FTD Awareness Week. You can learn more about this disease and the important steps that you can take to preserve and maximize quality of life by visiting the Association for Frontotemporal Degeneration. The website is theaftd.org, theaftd.org. Find help. Share hope. Go now to aftd.org. That's aftd.org. The aftd.org.
A sovereign land lit by freedom's light. Sirens wailed as the skies turned red, but Ukraine stood while the cowards fled. Homes were shattered, dreams set ablaze.
Welcome back. It's 24 minutes past the hour. Our Treasury Secretary, the right-wing billionaire Scott Bessent, has admitted that the Trump administration is sending your tax dollars to Argentina to help Javier Milei through the elections that are coming up in about 4 weeks. October 26th are the midterm elections in Argentina, and his party lost a major provincial election earlier this month in a landslide. And Milei, you know, he's a libertarian economist. He's gutted social services in Argentina. Argentina still has a high inflation rate. This is the guy, you know, he brought the chainsaw, right? He was famously. And weirdly, we admitted this, that we are taking U.S. dollar, U.S. taxpayer money and sending it to a foreign country to try to influence a foreign election, which is just blatantly illegal, unethical, immoral, and un-American. But he came right out and said it. This is what Bessent said. Quote, the plan is, as long as President Milei continues with his strong economic policies, to help him, to bridge him to the election. Now, Louise and I were in Argentina, in the capital city, on the day that Milei was elected. And we were there the day before and the day after, too. We were on our way to Antarctica, actually. And I can tell you, this guy... we talked to a lot of people when we were there. And in fact, when I came back from that trip, I shared an awful lot of it with you. Those of you who were listening back then, that was last November, but you know, almost a year ago. And people were just desperate. I mean, you know, we would go to a restaurant. Nobody was printing menus. I mean, they were printing them daily on laser printers, because every single day the prices were going up. They were experiencing, you know, just massive inflation. And so they were desperate. And so this guy comes along with his chainsaw and says, I'm going to fix everything. Well, he didn't fix everything. In fact, in many ways, he made things worse. Poverty has gone up in Argentina. And so, but we're going to help him out because he's a friend of Donald Trump. There is a little good news, though. I'll share that with you on the other side of the break, and I will pick up your calls. So stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your calls. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle, and we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal. They would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth. And that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet, because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com.
Milk production is climbing, but the market's not really ready for it. That's the short synopsis from the dairy analyst we're visiting with today. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll talk about it after this.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
EverEgg dairy analyst Matt Tranel tells us that cow numbers are as high as we've seen in more than a decade. That's giving us a boost in milk production that the market isn't quite ready for.
Cow numbers are now at the largest level that we've seen since the mid-1990s. 9.52 million head, according to USDA, is now where the milking herd does stand. And that's a lot of cow power to kind of take us through a period of time that normally we would see decent demand going into the holidays. So we'll see if we can catch any type of bump, but that's going to be a number that is fairly tough to overcome.
Matt Tranel along with us. He's a dairy analyst with EverEgg. You can catch up with him by visiting EVER.AG online. Stick around. We'll take a look at midday commodity prices after this.
Next on our Corn Hall of Fame tour, Pioneer brand PowerCore and List Corn.
Ooh, look at all the trophies.
Yes, PowerCore and List beats competitors with a 7.7 bushel per acre yield advantage. Three distinct modes of pest control action and unsurpassed herbicide flexibility mean above ground pests and weeds can't win.
But what if they try?
They wouldn't dare.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/powerup.
Here's what's happening from Chicago midday on a Thursday. December corn is trading up 2 cents at 426 and a quarter. November soybeans are up 2¾ cents at 10.11¾. Cash wheat is trading a nickel and a half higher at 525 a bushel. July 2026 new crop wheat is up 4¼ cents at 564¾. Taking a look at fluid milk, that is trading lower today. The Class 3 October milk contract is down 13 cents at $16.91 a hundredweight. The November Class 3 milk contract is down 17 cents at $16.35 a hundredweight. That's what's happening midday on a Thursday in the marketplace. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
The 540 WAUK Text to Win contest is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls.
Tons of sunshine on tap, not only for today, tomorrow, for the entire weekend, but also into next week. And unseasonably warm. Highs today reach 70. Tomorrow, the mid-70s. And for the weekend, flirting with 80. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Looking for something new to do? Pickleball Kingdom is the place to be. With 17 top-tier indoor courts, a pro shop, event space, locker rooms with showers, it's more than just pickleball. Unwind at the fully stocked bar, catch a game on one of the big screen TVs, or just hang around and enjoy the space.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Donald Driver. This is the place to play.
Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow Pickleball Kingdom Menominee Falls on Instagram and Facebook.
So much for all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened, at least until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. As 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did by going to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Just a couple of quick stories here, and then I'll pick up your calls. Adelita Grijalva wins her late father's House seat in Arizona special election. I knew Raul Grijalva. In fact, he was president of the Congressional Progressive Caucus back in the early 2000s. Bernie had started this thing back when he was in the House of Representatives, and Bernie, starting in 2003, we started our show in March of 2003, and I think it was in May or June of that year that Bernie started coming on every Friday and taking calls from listeners. And we did that for, you know, about a decade with Bernie. And he asked me to go down with him, to go with him down to Arizona or New Mexico. Yeah, it was Arizona. And do a fundraiser for the Congressional Progressive Caucus. And Raul Grijalva at that time was the chairman of the caucus. And we spent a couple of days with Raul. I don't recall his daughter. There was a young woman who was with him a lot. I assume she was a staffer. Or maybe I just don't remember. It's been 15 years, more or less, maybe a little longer. But he was a good and decent man, you know. Anyhow, his daughter has become the first Latina that Arizona has ever sent to Congress. This is the 7th District of Arizona. She had previously served 20 years on the Tucson School Board and been a Pima County Supervisor since 2020. And she will provide, or it's believed that she may provide, the extra necessary vote, along with the three Republicans, to move forward with the discharge petition in the House of Representatives to demand the release of the Epstein files to Congress. Now, that's not a magic bullet, but it symbolically is huge. I mean, the Trump administration is doing everything they can to, you know, just kind of, yeah, it causes us to ignore all this stuff. You know, don't think about the Epstein files. Think instead about, you know, fill in the blank, outrage du jour, right? I saw a meme this morning on Blue Sky. It was the Tylenol logo, and it was like an official message from Tylenol. And it said, sorry, Don, or words to that effect. Sorry, Don, just release the Epstein file. Or good try, Don, just release the Epstein files. So anyhow, we'll see. Also, clean energy tax credits have been rolled back by the Trump administration. They're stalling energy projects, and nearly completed projects even are being halted. These windmills off the coast of New Jersey, as I recall, off the East Coast. They're trying to repeal their core policies, the federal government's core policies around climate change. But California is moving forward. This is the fourth biggest economy in the world. And California lawmakers this month passed a long-term extension of California's cap-and-trade program, you know, which is a big deal. This set carbon pollution limits for businesses and puts a price on the economic risk of, you know, polluting with carbon. So good on Gavin Newsom and the legislature of California. Also today, the deputy chair of the Progressive Caucus, that's Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, introduced a war powers resolution to end U.S. the authorization for hostilities against Venezuela. This is a this could be a big deal. I mean, it's a, she serves as the chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus Peace and Security Task Force. She was joined by the chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, Greg Kasar, and the CPC whip, Chuy Garcia, and the ranking member, Jim McGovern, on the Rules Committee as co-sponsors. She says there's no legal justification for the Trump administration's military escalation in the Caribbean. It was not self-defense. It was not authorized by Congress. That's why I'm introducing a resolution to terminate hostilities against Venezuela. All of us should agree, she writes, that the separation of powers is crucial to our democracy and that only Congress has the power to declare war. And then she went off on a rant about the, quote, extrajudicial strike against a vessel in the Caribbean. This war powers resolution directs the president to withdraw U.S. armed forces unless explicitly authorized by Congress. Good on her. So what's on your mind today? Picking up your calls here, Jerry in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call, Tom. Sure. I just wanted to...
Oh, Jerry, you just vanished. I don't know if you pushed the mute button.
Oh, I'm still here. Oh,
okay, there you are. Now I can hear you. So try it again.
Okay, you were talking about Comey at the start of your show. But anyway, 2016, I was posting... There's no way Trump would win the bus ride with Billy. I don't know, remember his name.
Billy Bush.
Stormy had come out. Yeah. But anyway, I had my tires all inflated, and Comey come out and with that indictment 2 weeks before. And I thought that the FBI had a policy not to disparage or release any information 90 days before any federal
election. They do have that policy. It's the entire Justice Department had that policy, and Comey violated that policy. And many of us thought that he did it intentionally to help Donald Trump. After all, he was a Republican.
I can't believe it.
And he was the FBI head in the Republican administration.
He changed the course of politics as much as anyone that I've been alive.
Yep.
I just couldn't believe it. And another thing that you were talking about, energy. China, to date, 2025, has created, put on around 1.2 terawatts of energy. I'm 35 years in electrical business, retired. But 1.25 terawatts is enough to run 96,000 households in the United States.
Yep. Terawatt is a trillion watts for reference. Yeah.
But anyway, I appreciate you taking my call. Good health to you.
Thank you, Jerry, and back to you too. That's a nice salutation. Thank you, Martha in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Hey, Martha, what's up?
Hi, I'm not an attorney. I know you are not either, but I thought we had laws that prevented you from slandering other people. And Trump has slandered Jean Carroll. You know, he called her a whack job on CNN.
Yeah. Well, she sued him for that, and she got $80 million, as I recall. A big pile of money.
Well, I think Comey and Letitia James ought to follow suit. He said publicly that they're 100% guilty.
Yeah.
I didn't think you were allowed to say stuff like that.
Well, you're not supposed to. I mean, you know, if he wasn't president who has been given immunity by six Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, he might have some liability. Although there is this thing called sovereign immunity that generally tends to protect public officials. I don't know how that works, or how that would work in this case. I would be surprised if either one of them tried to sue him for it, though. But I think he's just going to end up with the egg on his face. You know, I don't think he's going to find a grand jury that'll indict them. And if he does, I think he's going to lose in court.
I thought that if you went to court for something, you had to be arrested for something. I don't think these people have been arrested for anything.
Yeah, you have to be indicted at the very least. You don't have to be physically arrested, but you have to be indicted, yes. So, you know, we'll just have to see how this plays out, Martha. Martha, thanks for the call. You're absolutely right. Yeah, thank you very much. Angelique in Chicago. Hey, Angelique, what's up?
Hi. So I just wanted to touch bases. I know you and Phil Lettner chatted a little bit up to this point about some of the Russian incursions that have occurred. Quick question. One, have we been taken out of NATO by the president yet?
No.
And two, I heard, okay, good. I heard that article that with the stuff that happened with the drones over Poland, that the nations are in NATO are looking at Article 4. Maybe they've already invoked Article 4 on the way to Article 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Article 4 is the, for people that don't know what we're talking about, Article 5 in NATO says if somebody attacks one country, all countries must respond. Article 4 says if it looks like somebody's about to be attacked or if there are problems, then everybody gets together and they plan for Article 5. And that's already happened.
Yeah. Okay. So that is worrisome to me with the Putin puppet in office. And if we are still in NATO, then we're not... force us to also get involved?
Theoretically, yeah. I mean, you know, we've signed a treaty that says that we would, but that doesn't mean that Donald Trump will honor the treaty. I mean, you know, he's been breaking obligations and commitments left and right.
Especially if it's against Putin, right? We know that he, you know, is kowtowing and tackling all the time.
No, he, every opportunity he gets, he kisses Putin's butt.
No, I mean, you know, I mean, it's out of control. There's so much to worry about, but that's what's concerning for me about war and all of that.
Me too. In fact, I'm going to write about it this afternoon for tomorrow's op-ed. Thank you, Angelique. I appreciate the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with more of your calls in just a moment, 45 minutes past the hour. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slow their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick, and your choices are you can tough it out, get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, when you use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, to check out. So $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/T-H-O-M, urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour and picking up your calls here. Ron in Hamilton Field, California. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind today?
Well, I was thinking about insider info, and I was wondering if anyone in the administration or association decided to order a Tylenol stock buy at a low before the White House announced the Tylenol Autism Causation Association. I mean, I'm just curious. Is there any way to know that?
I don't think that that would be necessary. I mean, there's so much Tylenol out there in the marketplace. It'd be easy to acquire.
I was saying buying stock.
Oh, stock in the company. The thing to do would be to buy the stock after the announcement or short the stock before the announcement. Whether anybody in the administration did that or not, I have no idea, but I would guess, given, you know, how this has played out in previous situations, circumstances where Trump has, you know, like done tariffs and things like that. We see these huge swings in insider trading, and a lot of it seems to be coming out of the White House. But it's also opaque. There's almost no way to know. So, Ron, I don't specifically know. It wouldn't surprise me, though, and I think you're right to you know, have a cynical perspective on this. I think you're absolutely right. So, yeah.
No, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Ron. Robert in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Robert, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Well, regarding Grijalva and the vote for the Epstein files to be released, I'm giving about 10-1 odds that if she becomes the deciding vote, you're going to see someone, especially Nancy Mace, who's an opportunist and a loudmouth, they're going to back off their position because they're just grandstanding. They just want to say, oh, well, we want this released. They don't want it released.
Yeah, Mace is the one person who I think probably would back off. I don't think that Green or
I don't think Massey would.
Thomas Massey, yeah. They're too out there. But Nancy Mace had sort of backed off once already, you know, just kind of, you know, like was making noises like she was rethinking it, but then she didn't. So.
Well, yeah, she's all about posturing, so I would expect her to back off if it comes to a vote.
Yeah, she's the classic, you know, don't get between her and a camera. You know, the most dangerous place on earth is between a camera and Nancy Mace. I get it. I agree. Robert, thank you very much. Great to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Michael in Northfield, Vermont. Hey, Michael. How's the East Coast today?
It's pretty rainy here. We needed rain. We're pretty drought-stricken here.
Oh, glad you're getting it,
thanks for my call. I ordered your book today, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It only has two reviews or two stars, and they're both negative. I think Trumpers are trashing it. So after you read it, if you like it, you know, let Amazon know, would you?
Yeah, I will. And, you know, I have a simple thing I want to bring up that keeps bugging me because nobody ever brings it up on regular TV or on free speech TV. And it's about Zelensky, mm-hmm. who got Trump... impeached, and Trump is never going to forgive him for that, and he's going to drag Zelensky down the tubes and take 35 or 40 million Ukrainians down the tubes with him.
That may well be the case.
That thought should not be forgotten, no matter what he babbles about publicly.
Yeah, that's a good point, Michael. That's a very good point. Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah, because he doesn't forget.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. Yeah. Anybody who's ever, you know, done anything against Donald Trump, he nurses those grudges. He's a very, very angry man. Michael, spiteful man. Thank you. Larry in Eugene, Oregon. Hey, Larry, what's up?
That's a very good point.
Larry in Eugene, Oregon? Going once? Going twice? Scott in Oakland, California. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Taking my call.
Sure.
I'm disappointed in you, Tom. I've called you about this before. Whenever we talk about James Comey and the lead up to the 2016 election and then opening the investigation into emails, we must not forget the New York FBI field office. And the head of the cyber intelligence in that office, one Charles McGonigal,
was working for the Russians.
Okay? He was working for the Russians. He was supposed to be investigating Deripaska, mm-hmm. Oleg Deripaska.
Right.
But he was actually taking payoffs from Oleg Deripaska.
That's right. That's right. And he was the one who was shoveling the information to Comey. So this was a Russian operation.
Yeah. Okay. So here's one other thing. Here, this is an important point, and I've got the Wikipedia page open on Charles McGonigal. Comey assigned. He was in Washington, and Comey assigned him to the New York office October 4th, 2016. So I would like to ask Comey what the hell he was doing putting McGonigal in the office in New York. On the 4th of October, 2016.
Yeah, that's a damn good question.
What was that about?
That's a damn good question. I doubt we'll ever get the answer to it. Scott, thank you for the call. Comey is not without blame. Anyway, we'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
What are the three pillars to good health? Great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep. If you snore, you not only will keep others from a restful night's sleep, but it can also be an underlying cause of other health issues. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that has a 91% success rate to stop snoring. I've tried it. It works. From now until the end of October, get a Zepa for you or someone you love and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Plus, you'll get a free 30-day supply of Dr. Greenberg's breathable mouth tape. Go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the code PINK
or text PINK to 511-511. Remember, Zipa is happy, Z spelled backwards. Go to Zipa.com and use that code PINK today or text PINK to 511-511.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is hinting a deal for Gaza could be near.
I think we should have a major announcement today.
The president also blamed the Democrats for a potential government shutdown. CBS's Willie James Inman reports.
The White House is signaling that they will potentially move to lay off perhaps thousands of government employees in response to a government shutdown, which could happen in the coming days.
Federal prosecutors are close to making a decision on whether to seek an indictment against former FBI Director James Comey for allegedly lying to Congress when he testified about the FBI's investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. CBS's Jake Rosen.
The statute of limitations would lapse on Tuesday, so we're expecting charges if they're brought before then.
Amazon today agreed to pay $2.5 billion to settle allegations it used deceptive practices in Amazon Prime. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.